I love dogs, but quite frankly, I don't love dog stories. Talk about a dog's antics and I'll zone out. That said, I have a dog story to share that isn't really so much about my mutt named Pongo as it is about change, death, and my father's longing for Gucci loafers. Pongo's a black Labish guy. Floppy ears, sea-curled tail, undeniably thick around the middle. His most distinguishing feature, however, is this. He's old. 16 years old, which in dog years converts to roughly 708. Twice this last year I've called the vet to discuss putting Pongo to sleep. That last call came when his back leg started failing. Pongo would stare at the yard like an enemy as I forced him to go outside. My husband dug the grave. We felt miserable, but still so unclear. And then we waited. Anyone who's watched someone nearing the end knows how hard that is. The physical breakdowns, the dependencies, the shrinking of the world into small steps taken close by. But then, almost overnight, his condition improved. Pongo must have seen that hole, the clumpy pile of dirt, and reconsidered. All I know is he began living a more zesty, lusty life. His legs worked. His appetite returned. The dog started acting bossy and loud, and uncharacteristically demonstrative. Pulling into the driveway, he'd bark and bark until I opened his pen. I hadn't heard him bark in a year. He started performing this little jumpy prancy dance at 5 o'clock every day, demanding to be fed. And as if that wasn't enough to let me know he was robust and in need of food, he began howling. Howling! It was a wholly new sound. Part coyote, part Buddhist monk. He howls from the depths, a deep horn blowing from the pit of his being. Listen to this. It's got a weird, haunting sound. Something urgent rests inside that moan. Every night when Pongo howls, we look right at each other. We stare. The existential text seems to be, I am here, notice me now. This plea began reminding me of my father before he died. When my dad first realized his life was definitively ending, it was a Thanksgiving. Without warning, this polite gentleman of a man chucked all decorum, sat the family down, and shared his Christmas list. It was specific, deluxe, and to his children, darkly hilarious. Cufflinks, a Big Bertha driver, Gucci loafers, white leather, size 11. Even though I believe no one should ever wear white loafers, Gucci or otherwise, I bought him a pair. His wants seemed based on a lifetime of compromise and putting everyone else first. It was like my dad was howling. I want to live. I want what I want because I can, because I'm here, and I'm tired of pretending it doesn't matter to me what I want. And of course, it wasn't really about those loafers. To be here, to be alive, is worth howling about. At first, it may take you by surprise when you hear it, but then it's the most natural sound of all, something you will miss when it goes away.